Yeah, we're holding daf chov dalu amar aluf on top. Abu betray sidre. In the case where it's nagir to two different kabonis, loy maybe there b'shem does not hold. You put the money in the davar as kamash malon. The Rashi says abu betray sidre could go in here for a shnei tziburim mois lachrais. You sell two bundles of money lachrais for the schapa b'yechod, and you mischapa with one of them. You pushed aside the second one. Maybe then you don't bring in the Nedovas. Commercial Navami, yes, in both cases of Shimon holds, the leftover money goes into the Nedovas. Nelimor says, Omar Rabbi Yishavoshi says like this, Hamafrish Shnei Chatoyis Lachrayis. Somebody sets aside two korban chatos for Achrayis. In case it loses one, it brings the other one. Now, Mishapa Beyachas Mem, after it brings one for korban chatos, the Chavret, the second one, Roya. You let it pass from the field till it becomes a bamum, and then you sell it with the money you bring in the davo. So the chur of kashri is alibi the man. Who is Rabbi Oisha telling us the chiddush according to? You let me, if you want to tell me alibi the rabbanon shita, the chur of Mor says shita. Hashto hamafresh liyibu. In the case where you set aside one and you lost it, and then you set aside a second one, and you find the first one before you bring the second one, see holds if you bring then if, whichever one you bring is it, it's not it's. Amri Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan said, Lav kibudami, that Lamaisi don't have to let it be Lamisazla, since you found it before it was Korav, is so Lachrayas mi boy. Over here we did not lose either of them. You only set it aside Lachrayas that in case it would get lost you'd use it. But never got lost is mi boy, Lachur Pshita, that it should not be Lamisazla. About it's Roya. So what's the Chiddush? Eli must be teaching us, Ali Bidu Rabbi Shimon, he's going to quote Rabbi Shimon Shita. So he also what? No, the Chomish Chatois, in the case where it was Avuda, in fact, in all cases, it would be Lemisazla. So you want to tell me that Lachrayis is not Lemisazla. So Gemara says, no. Hom Rav Shimon holds Chomish Chatois Mesois. That's a lock of Chomish Chatois is Mesois at all times. There's no differences. So here would also be Lemisazla. It was only the Gemara before when you set aside the two monies. There was no korban yet, there it's not Libud. But it's not Lamisa. The occurrence of Shimon, any times you have two korban chatis, that's the locha. As soon as you bring one of them, the second one is always Lamisa. So can be going to occurrence of Shimon. So it says, rather, Ella, Ali, but the Rebbe goes according to Rebbe Shita. The what? It's like this. Kiyama Rebbe, when did Rebbe say that it should go Lamisa? That's Bibut. When you lost the first one, then you said, I saw the second one, then the second one goes Lamisa. Ablachrayis loy. But lechatchila, if you set aside both of them, and you knew that you're only going to bring one of the two, lachrayis, then even Rebbe agrees it's not lamisa. So Vaish is teaching us a chiddush according to Rebbe Shita. Talmud Gemara says, Tanan, we learned before, hamafrish chatis, someone sets aside a chatis, v'rehi balas mum, and then the chatis becomes a bal mum. So lochru is moichru, you have a right to sell it, like to redeem it. Or maybe a cheres tachten, bring another one instead of the first one. So now, the Tanakama person holds that even though you bring the second one, the first one is not Lemisa's law, because it already became Chulin, there's nothing wrong with it. We had before the Mishnah said that, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, I know, in Korva Shania, Kodim Shinichka Torishina, if you brought the second one, you brought the Korva Mechatis before the first one that was sold already, that became Chulin, before the first one had a Shechita, Allah Chris Thomas, still you have to kill the first one, it has to die. Because the owner already has his kaporos, that's called the b'chatesh shekipro baleha, that's still the misosla, even though it became a chulin already. So now, kasagatayach the havaminer is, kasagatayach the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Rebbe Srilei. Today he also holds like Rebbe, that the locher is called the misosla. And if so, v'afilu b'chareis nami, if Reb Lezer Shimon is going according to Rebbe Shita, that even b'chareis also should be the misosla. Because over here, it was never lost. You set aside the first one for Chatas and became a Baal Mum. Then you made a second one. That should be Doima to Achrayis. And still you see, hold it, it is Lemisa Ozlo. So it's not like Rabbi is saying. So Mor says, Loi, it could be no. Dilma Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, Ki Avu Asrulei. He holds like his father, like Reb Shimon Shita that we had before. The Yom Reb Shimon holds, Chomish Chatois Mesa. It's a special Lech Lomoshim Sinai that at all times it's Lemisa. So any time you have like two korban chatis for one chet, it's always lemisa, even for achrayis also. And Rabbi Yishai Taik is not going according to Rabbi Shimon, but rather according to Rebbe, so therefore this will not be a kasha on Rabbi Yishai. Tanan learned like this, Lefi Shein Chatas Siba Mesa. Again, the same case before, where you had these on Yom Kippur, the two Siraizim, and one of them was Lashem, one was Lazozel, the one Lazozel died, then you set aside a second one. So it says the reason why the first one was not Lemisa is because Shein Chatas Siba Mesa. Mashmanoha, the Yochid Mesa would have been a Korban Chatas of a Yochid, it would have been a Mesa. And Omar Rav Rav says in that halacha that Balachim Einen Nidochim, that even though the first one, when it was fit to be a Soyer Lashem, the Lazozo died, so at that time it wasn't fit to be brought, so what? Since it's still alive, that's called Ein Balachayim Nidochin. And therefore, when you set aside a second two, you only have to bring from the second pair is just the one Lazozel, but you can still bring the first Chatis Lashem. And therefore, Kishu Mischapa, when you have the Kapor, which one goes a Soyer Lashem? That's Bishaini Shebezug Rishon. So from the first Zug, that Chatis is brought. Is Mischapa Viduch. Now the second, from the second Zug, Hevele Bachrayis. That's a lot like a Chrayis. Because when you set aside the second one, you knew right away that you're not going to use it. You can use maybe the first one. But it was never called, it was never Ovdo. And still, look at Tana, we have, it says in the Bryce, it says over there, the Yochid Mesa, like only because it's a Korban Tzibah, it's not Mesa. Masha would have been the Yochid, would have been Mesa. So, clearly, it's not like a Baishi, here's the Evil Achrayis, also be Mesa. So, Mora says, no, I'll tell you, Rav, the time Rav goes according to his own time, the Yoma that Rav holds, Mitzvah Barishayim. Rav holds such a case, we have brought two pairs of Shnei Sirim for two Gerolas, Rav holds, we know right away the Mitzvah is to bring the first one. So it comes out when you set aside the second pair, we knew right away that Chatas Lashem is going to be Libud. So therefore it's sort of like your Mafreshit Libud, that's why it goes Lemitza, it's not Daimut Achrayis. Boyach Rayis, the Pshat is either one you could use. There's never one that's gone Libud. But over here, since Rav holds, we know right away that the first one we brought Lashem, so the second one is called, and the second pair, all you need really is just the one Lazozel. The second one is right away Don Leibud. So therefore, it's Lemisoz. There wouldn't be a Kasha on the Baishia. Tanev, learn like this. Rev Simi Ba Ziri Kaimi the Rav Papa, in front of Rav Papa. Of the Bishas Afrosha. Let's say it was lost, you lost your first Chatis, then you set aside a second one, and then you found the first one. So the Rebbe Mesa, according to Rebbe Shittataka, goes the Misa. Since you set aside the second one before you found the first one, it goes the Misa, the first one. The Rabbana, according to Rabbana Shittataka, that's Tiro. No, since you found the first one before you brought the second one, so you bring one, and the second one is Tiro, it's not the Misa. Of the Bishas Kapar, let's say you first found the first one after you already brought the second one, then the Rabbana Mesa, according to Rabbana Shittataka, says that's the Lachal Mashm Sinai of Chatish Shekipur Baleho. But he says the Havimini was to say that Le Rebbe Roy, according to Rebbe, all it be is just a pest, you don't have to kill it. For the Gemara, how could that be? Lechur Tzakal V'choyma. Uma Avudi B'Shas Afrosh, Madach Rebbe holds. That if you find the first one, B'Shas Yoni set aside the second one, you didn't bring it yet. To Yami, Rabbanon, Rabbanon, holding that sheet to Roy, you only have to be Roy it. Uma Rebbe, still Rebbe says, what Mesa? It goes the Misa. If so, Avudi B'Shas Kaporo. In the case where when you find the first one, the second one was already brought already, you found that after Kaporo. Till the Rabbanon Kuntz, Rabbanon Lach will be Mesa. Is the Rebbe Lakoshka, and isn't it for sure Kuntz Rebbe also be Mesa? How can you say it's not the Mesa? El Rav the Gemara says, Tony, this is what you should learn. Of Avudi B'Shas Afrosha. If it was lost, B'Shas Afrosha. So, the Rebbe Mesa, the Rabbanon Roya. B'shas Kapor, let's say you find the first one after you already brought the second one, then Divri Hakol Mesa, according to everybody, not only according to Rebbe, even according to Chol Moso, will be Mesa. That's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, Chatish Kibur Balez L'Misozla. Now the Mishnah says, Rablez V'Shem Enoim Herm, that in a case where the first one became a Balmum, and you were poor there and you sold it, and then you mafresh the second one for Kor Mechatis, so V'Shem holds, if you bring the second one, you make the Shechita. Before you made a shechita on the first one, so even though the first one is chulin, still the din is lemisozla. Tana Rabban wrote like this: there's a klal of ein magilim b'yomtiv. When you have a korban on yomtiv and you want to skin it, you're not allowed to skin it in a special way to take off all the skin in one shot, that it shouldn't have any holes in it. So that's an avoida. It's hard to do it that way. And the reason why you do it, you want to make a flask out of it. You want to use the skin to be complete without any holes. So you can't do this on yomtiv. It's too much of a tircha to do on yomtiv. You have a bechor also that becomes a balmum. So when you want to skin it, you can't skin it this way. It's like a bizoyin to kachim. Also, we have a korban that became a balmum, and you poider it. So later, when you want to skin it, also you can't skin it this way to take off all the skin in one shot. Rather, you have to cut it on the side, Rashi says, cut it on the stomach, up and down, and then you take it off. That's not a bizoyin. So more explains. Bishleim, I understand, be yomtif, one yomtif, you have to do it this way, the kotar of tirchot lechazilei. Otherwise, it's a big tircha, something that's not fit, so don't do it on yomtif. Elo b'chor, man tan, who says he can't do this to b'chor l'chura, when it has a baal mum, it belongs to the kanim, it's regular chulin. So why can you do this to a regular chulin? Omer Rav Chizdo, Beishamai, this halacha doesn't go into Beishamai. The yom that he holds, even after the b'chor comes a baal mum, still it has kedusha on it. And therefore Beishamai holds, b'chor b'kedushasai yukoi, still has this kedusha. This man learned the Gemara in B'choris that says, Beishamai yomer, lo yimna yisrael makoyin ala b'chor. That a kohen cannot invite a yisrael to eat from the bechor, even if it has a balmum, because it still has kedusha on it. Therefore, you can't let a yisrael eat it. So, according to Beshami, it's good. It's ein magilin, since it has kedusha on it, you can't skin it. It's a bizoyin to the kachim. Psum ha-mikdashim man tanu zetano. Om Rav Chiz de Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. It goes according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. The Tanya will learn like this. Hoy lefonav shtei chatois. First, there are two chatois in front of him. Achas t'mimo, v'yachas balasmum. So, locher is t'mimo t'korv, the one that's tam, bring it for yachatis, and balasmum t'poda, that you could redeem it. So, who the yetzer is to first redeem the balasmum, and then bring the other one. What's going to be nishkot to balasmum? Let's say you shechta the balasmum, means you apoider it, and you shechta b'teras chulin. Achla nizu doma, before you made a shechita azrika on the korbin, so shel tmima muteris, then then you let us delete that first shchit you made. What's going to be though mishenizrak doma shel tmima? Let's say no. First you shechted the korban, and then you first got around to shecht the balas mum. So it's asura, and echnami becomes also. We have Lezer, we have Shimon Oimer, Afilu Bosa Balas Mum, Victor. No, even if you first shechted the Balas Mum, and the meat is in, you're cooking up the meat, and then, and we, you prayed it first, and you cooked it up, and then, Venizavak Domashot Tamim, and then they made his Rikas Dam on the Dam Tamimba, is Yaitzla Besas Reifa. Still, you have to burn it. It's still called the Chatesh Shekipur Baler, which is the Misozla. So, what do you see here? So according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, Psula HaMikdashim, even after you poider it, still it has a Kedusha on it. And therefore, still be a Din L'Misozla. So here also, that's why the Din will be, Ein Magilin, you can't skin it this way, it's still called the Bizoin. Now the Gemara Skasha, Rav Chizdo, look, Midi Vidike Beishamai, want your old bullshit as goes according to Beishamai. And the same way he says it by Bechor, he'll say it by Psula HaMikdashim also, that even after you poider it, still it has Kedusha. So Gemara says, no, Dilma may be kiyami b'shami. When the b'shami says svara b'bechor, the yuchusasa merechem has its dusha when it's first born from its rechem. That's why it's so kodesh. Therefore, even after you poider it, still it has, even after it comes a balmum, it has its kedusha. Avo psula amikdashim loyim. Psula amikdashim doesn't have such kedusha. After you poider it, maybe the kedusha goes off. Maybe then you would be margol. So therefore, you can't stop saying it goes according to b'shami. You have to say it goes according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. For the Gemara still, Rav Chizda, like, but look, Meidi Vidik, Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, let him say both things. And just like it says by Psul HaMikdashim, the Kedusha still remains even after you poider it. So maybe the same thing by Bechor also. So Rav says again, no, Dilma maybe. Kiyom, Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, Rav Lezer Rav Shimon say as far as Psul HaMikdashim. The Ali Mei Lemitfis Pidyoinoi, Rav Psul HaMikdashim, it's very strong, and it's a strong Kedusha that you could be poider it. So therefore, even after you poider it, some Kedusha remains. But the klal is by Bechor, you can't be poider it. So maybe we're going now, it's a kalus in its kedusha that you can't redeem it. So therefore, when it comes a balmum, maybe the kedusha by itself goes off. So I would not know it. Loi. And therefore, you have to tell me that Rechiz says by Bechor goes according to Beishamai, and Tzulam Adoshim goes according to Rebbe Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, for Blazer Rebbe Shimon, lest that doesn't he hold hard at none that we learned. Kol psuli ha-mikdoshim, nishchotem b'yitlis, any psula mikdoshim, even after you poider it, you're allowed to sell the meat in the regular marketplace. For nimkorim, you could shecht it there. For nimkorim, you could sell it there. For nishkolim b'litra, and you could weigh it in with regular weights. Alma, what do we see? Kivun the shoris lay. Since we let you do these things to sell it the right way, tvei vizoven, you'll sell it better and you get more money, and the money goes to kachim. So you see, as long as the hegdish will gain on the deal, we let you make this bizoyin. So we're here margalit also. You should be allowed to skin it, the whole skin together, even though it's a little bit of a bizoyin. From the time you get more money for it, so it'll also be a revach for kachim. So why do we say it's mutter? So Marin says, Amar Rav Mori, Bered Rav Chizda, Mash Mash Biach Beyor, Poikim Abasa. It's not a svara, Hegdish doesn't gain on the deal. Because even though by skinning the whole animal together, you get a better piece of skin, but the mice, it ruins a little bit the meat. So what you gain on the skin, you ruin the meat, it's not Kedai, it's not called you gaining. But Marova, and they said in the Eretz Yisrael, Mishmed Rabavin, Mifnei Shanira Ki Oived Avoida Bekotshim. The reason why we don't want you to skin it by the Psula HaMikdashim, because it looks like you're doing an Avodah B'Kodshim. It just looks like it's a Gezerah. Rashi says, Shoisa Mafuach, if you make like this flayas out of a behemoth, when it's still Mechubah, the skin is still Mechubah, the Avodah Mamish is not, because Ein Avodah L'Yachamisa, but just near a Avodah B'Kodshim. That's why we don't want you to do this even on Psula HaMikdashim. It looks like you're working with a Psula HaMikdashim. Like, if you know you're allowed to do this, we're afraid that the people hold on to it. Rashi says, they won't shecht it until they need people that need it, and they need this type of a flask, and therefore if you hold on to it for a long time, we're afraid you come with a Issa Giza V'Avoida. Therefore, shlo yigadu them, you shouldn't grow for them, ador madorim. That's why we say no. We say that you should, we say it's also to be margul, psulei hamikdashim.